I hold an Irish passport because I'll have difficulty getting a British passport. Don't see any issue with that. I would just like a British passport to show my British identity. But it affects about 40,000 people who were born in the Irish Republic who now live in Northern Ireland. And I'm talking about people who have lived in Northern Ireland for many, many years, who've paid their taxes, who've paid their national insurance, and who have voted in various elections and find a real difficulty in applying for a British passport. And remember, if you look at the Good Friday Agreement, they talked about party of esteem. You can designate yourself as British, Irish or other. These people can't do that, except they pay a huge fee of £1,500 to be designated as a British citizenship, with no guarantee of then getting a British passport. British citizenship only gives you the right to apply for a British passport. It doesn't come automatically to you. So for many, many people, and I suppose this was an issue that probably should have been sorted during the negotiations, both in the Good Friday Agreement and at St Andrews. Unfortunately, it wasn't. But we now have hopefully a resolution to it, with the British government feeling that this needs to be addressed. And my colleague Gavin Robertson, who's now the interim leader of the party, he has a bill in through the House of Commons. It has had its second reading, and the government is now going to support that bill, although it will remain a private member's bill. And hopefully this anomaly now, once and for all, can be settled, because this goes back to 2005.
Do you think it was really more of an oversight then?
Well, I think it was more or less an oversight, because I was able to secure debate in the House of Lords and on it, I suppose, a number of months ago. And every political party, Labour, Lib Dems, crossbenches, was saying this is a monopoly that needs to be fixed. So there is support in Westminster and from the British government to resolve this issue once and for all. I think they didn't realise that it was affecting in and around 40,000 people when it was indicated at the last census in 2001.